Mira awoke weeping. There was some beast tapping upon the sick bay door. Hastily wiping her eyes on the coverlet, she called out,
"Please, come in."
Fuel and Broggle peeped around the door.
"Cregger told us we'd find you here."
Fuel ran straight to Mira and put a paw about her.
"Oh, dear, you've been crying. Are you all right?"
The otter maid sniffed, dabbing at her eyes with the warm green coverlet from the bed.
"It was just a dream. Silly of me, really. I'll be all right in a moment. Creature of my seasons, weeping like a dib."
Suddenly, Mira buried her nose completely in the coverlet, her whole body stiffening. Broggle tugged the coverlet gently.
"What is it, Mira? What's the matter?"
She thrust the coverlet at her friends.
"Smell! It's lilacs!"
As they put their noses to it, Mira felt the cloth's texture.
"It's very old and homespun. It's green too. Faded green, just like the scrap of cloth from the bell tower beam."
There followed a shuffling sound, coupled with paws tapping against the wall. Cregger entered the sick bay. Fuel could not contain herself. Words rushed from her mouth.
"Oh, Cregger! Oh, ma'am! Look what Mira's found! Sorry, you can't look, can you? Feel this, smell it. What does it remind you of?"
Sitting down on the bed, Cregger did as she was bid.
Now don't tell me. It's a coverlet. The sort Sister Alkanet uses to keep the sheets from getting dusty. Am I right?"
Mira's voice rose almost to a squeak.
"It smells of lilacs and it's old green homespun."
Cregger lay back against the pillows and sighed.
"Think I ate too much lunch. Oh, is there writing on it anywhere?"
Mira found it immediately. Below the hem she was holding, a single word which she read out slowly.
"Pitigal. All in capital letters again, running downward."
She pursed her lips, seething with frustration.
"First we had Hittigal, now we've got Pitigal. Well, that's a great help, I don't think."
Cregger nestled her head comfortably into the pillows.
"What were you expecting to find?"
The otter maid gestured helplessly.
"Something, I don't know. Maybe an object that'll tell us who the next abbess or abbot of Redwall is to be. Something solid and positive I could recognise plainly. Not all this Hittigal and Pitigal nonsense."
Cregger heaved herself from the bed.
"Well, I'm not going to get a very good nap here. I think I'll go to my room and rest in my chair."
She waved them away as she felt her way out of the sick bay.
"No need to help me. I can make it on my own quite easily. I'll leave you younguns here to solve your puzzles. Don't get too angry with yourself, Mira, my dear. You'll come to a solution if you give it a little thought and time. Patience, my friend, patience."
When Cregger had gone, Mira and Fuel found some shears and a needle and thread in Sister Alkanet's cupboard. They set about snipping the worded piece from the coverlet and sewing a new hem right along the edge. Broggle watched them, a smile hovering on his pudgy face.
"You'll excuse me saying, missus, but you aren't very good seamstresses, are you? Here, you better let me do that."